The Native Elders and Youth Conference is wrapping up in Fairbanks tonight with a potlatch. The annual precursor to the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention brings together performers and presenters to teach, entertain, and inspire. Marjorie Tabone of Nome talked the challenge and reward of learning her Inupiaq language. The University of Alaska Fairbanks student says 3 years of courses taught her grammar and words, but to be able to speak, she needed complete immersion.
I decided to study abroad. I decided to go to this place called Iqaluit Nunavut, which is in Canada, but there they speak only Inupiaq.
Tabone says it was an intimidating experience to learn to speak Inupiaq.
You can really make a fool of yourself trying to say the words. It's real guttural. It's real in the back of the throat. It's like, learning those things. And it is embarrassing sometimes, but, you know, you got to do it. You got to do it just because you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for all Inupiaq people.
Tabone says she's not as fluent as she'd like to be, but can better communicate with her grandmother and other elders, even though the dialect in Nome is different from the one spoken in Nunavut. Another speaker at the Elders and Youth Conference, Maka Montour, a high school senior from Yakutat, talked about mixing life as an American teenager with traditional ways.
I love to listen to music on my iPod, to check my Facebook. But I am also on Duluth. Young Tlingit woman of the Raven Moiety, of the Copper River Clan, from the House of the Owl. We are both one and the same, and I have found a balance.
Montour stressed the importance of being strong and resisting the temptations of alcohol and drugs.
And it is taken when a person is in a time of pain and darkness, and they would do whatever it takes to forget about that pain for one night. But it ends up hurting you more than before. And I am proud to say I turned 17 years old today, and I have been sober for all 17 of those years.
Montour urged fellow young people to have courage, stand up to those who put them down, and strive for dreams. Another speaker, Earl Polk of Bethel, whose native name is Kuthluk, mixed the serious message of pride and survival with humor in a presentation called Get Down With Your Culture. He talked about the urban-rural divide, recounting the experience of a boy from Wasilla who travels to the bush and his shock at what's for dinner.
He went to the table and there was fish head soup with the eyeballs popped out. And he moved it around and one of the eyeballs rolled up and looked at him. There's an eye in my soup, man. I said, that's the best part. I'm not eating the eyeball.
Kuthluk urged people to blend modern and traditional culture to survive and prosper, saying it's too easy to get distracted and tune out all that's rich and good in the village. Kuthluk encouraged young people to have fun and be proud by focusing on the things that make Native culture unique, like hunting and wild foods.